Ag Club. Energy Club. Approved. STEM. University. PTK. Art.
Here.
ABL. Wisest. Snow. Drama. Graphic Design. Amateur Radio. Gaming Mystics. Cybersecurity. Alrighty, and then Cassandra is going to talk to you guys about the carnival.
Okay, so you guys all know about the carnival, right? That's.
Well, I'm looking at Elbrow from St. Cloud.
Okay, I know some of you are interested in the tables or the game. So like more you're doing like a Stranger Things game, right?
Yeah, the current plan is a Stranger Things VR game.
When it comes to places,
as well as
like the launch for me to drive from the mall. It was kind of thing.
Yeah,
when I appear.
Get it.
It's when you're
talking. And then you're with Mr. Kenya?
No, sure, whatever. I guess
yeah,
where I'm going, so I don't.
Because it is a class.
Okay.
But yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. So.
Okay. And then for 4 hours, yeah, outside, it's myself.
Okay.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on in the week?
Let's see, who else? Cyber Club?
Come on.
You were interested, right?
Yeah, we'd like to do something.
We have games in our store, and we have like
a game connect.
We're thinking of setting something up. We've got a fishing phishing. Email spoofing type thing that we can set up, but I don't know. We're open to recommendations.
Is it possible for you guys to get us the plan by the end of the week?
I can talk to my instructor and Matt. I can ask him what all he has that we can. We get to throw a couple of suggestions out that and see, because I know it's Stranger Things theme.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm not sure. We can see if we can find something that's Stranger Things.
But if not, that's fine too. Do you know where exactly you want to be set up?
I don't really care a whole lot, I don't think.
Okay.
It doesn't matter too much to us.
Okay.
A table, and we have some computer hardware we can use for ourselves. And,
okay,
Would you get a table?
Yes.
Yeah,
we should. Okay.
I think we requested space
on
the TV, but
right, yeah, that's what I mentioned. Okay. And then who else was
you?
You were interested too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
need
to borrow us?
No, we
haven't. Okay. And then, do you want a table at all?
Probably.
Okay. And then do you care where you're at? And then Art Club, I'm not sure when the tattoos. Do you have any questions on that? So I'll have you like right as you come in, like by my desk there,
yeah.
Or you want to. Like right, you know, like find the info desk.
Sure.
So that's what you guys set up.
Do you like the national
photos?
Should put a sign up there.
Okay. And then Nick, I talked to you a little bit. We'll talk to her. Do you need a table? Anybody else interested in that?
For our stuff, if it's going to be digital, then maybe not, maybe far, a little bit farther away from like reflections and windows or something.
Okay,
so.
Sounds good. Okay. Prizes? Do you guys need
Well, if there, there was the option of having, was it CSO or something? So, like, vouchers for each table. Like, if someone did something that would hurt the prize, be saying, hey, take this up to it, what the prizes are.
Okay.
Like, bowling alley style.
Gotcha. Okay. Can you just
I don't know. Every time we hold an event where there are prizes to be given out, we never go for more than like 10. So
yeah.
That's about 20, I was thinking.
Okay.
So,
well,
sorry.
We have a problem. Yeah, because my board's not very big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
I can barely.
Accomplishments? Do you guys have any accomplishments you want me to put out on the day of the call? Anything that happened throughout the year?
Yeah. We got our computers assembled.
Okay.
So our club is more or less off the ground in terms of time.
Okay. Yeah, have you guys had any accomplishments to send to Megan? Well, for the carnival, because the carnival is just kind of like a wrap up club and
That's the 24th, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe set out like half an hour beforehand or something. 15 minutes before. Yeah.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
And obviously, if you guys have any questions, you can email me.
Yeah.
And I can pass them on.
Right.
Or you can go to her desk.
Anyway, they have food. We'll have a lot of food, so you don't need to.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, we have like a waffle bar, like finger things. We have root beer floats, slushies, cotton candy.
Is that bigger?
Thank you.
Yeah. We have a little obstacle course. We have gold.
Is there going to be like a photo booth too?
No.
Oh, okay. I know, was it last year? I mean, right here they had like sidewalk chalk art. Is that something they did last year? I remember there was a couple people doing sidewalk chalk. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a long time ago though.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do for this, but I don't know about that.
Next up, we're going to talk about grants. So it was mentioned last time that you know, we wanted to consider follow-ups and just, you know, find out how you guys used the grant money and just, you know, how it went. So when a grant is approved, the club representative must give an update at the next CSO meeting so that it can be shown that the money was well spent. Just talk about it, you can bring pictures. Does anyone want to talk about how they spent the grants?
Yeah, I guess I could go right away. Actually, all the editors that went, because with Mississippi, we spent our grant money on the CMA trip to New York for the college media conference. But everyone kind of wrote a little something down of what they did and kind of, you know, thanking you guys. So it's four including myself. We just want to write about that and kind of explain what we did. But real quick, like I said in the last meeting, it was a college media conference, so we got to meet other newspapers, kind of see how they do their things. And it's just not newspapers in general. It's like we have Mysticast, which is the media show and stuff like that. So there's, you know, colleges that do the same thing there too. There was like seminars about how to, you know, write, you know, hard topics to write. You know, we did a critique on the newspaper and also Figments, which is our literary magazine. And we also took a seminar on how to make a literary magazine better. But the first one, Levi, he's the sports editor, and he just wanted to say this to you guys. After 3 years of college and going back and forth between what I wanted to do for a career, the Mass Comm was the one that he went with, going to the CMA conference in New York for the first time. He didn't know what to expect. He was shocked by the conference and everything. He attended every sports session there was, and he learned a lot of new things to do with Mississippi Media, also new approaches, and it was a really good learning experience. I cannot thank enough for those that gave us the grant money, because it definitely helped out. He says that it also is something that changed his life for the better. Mandy, who is our copy editor, wanted to say that she didn't think she would learn it, because she took this trip last year, just her time returning as well. She didn't think that she would learn as much as she did last year, but she learned even more. She learned about expanding her reach and getting a larger following for your specific media. After going to this session, she was able to understand so much more on how to appeal to more people. One thing that Mandy does is she does like the Mystic Media Minute, so if you ever walked around the tape, you know, the TVs, she would kind of be giving updates about what's going on too as well. Justine, who is our Mysticast producer, she said, you know, she got to sit in a roundtable meeting with the broadcast studio managers, and they all had, they were all able to kind of explain what they think is like the best thing that they've produced, and, you know, gotten some tips and tricks on how to make their variety shows better. And last year she was one of the lead people on Figments, so she sat in on the critique of Figments and kind of learned what mistakes that were being done last year and how, you know, she can improve on it for this year. Same with Bailey, who was the final editor. She's on the Figments literary magazine, so her and I sat on how to design for a literary magazine. She was also in the critique as well. So she got to learn more about designing for a magazine. There was an issue with last year's where there wasn't any margin, so if you looked at any of our old Figments, words were kind of falling off the page, which was a big kind of mistake that whoever, you know, did it last year. So, you know, she was able to take what she learned to Figments, and the new Figments should be out later this week or so. And me, you know, being the editor, I got to sit on a lot of editor stuff. I also designed a lot of the pages, so I got to go to a few design seminars learning how to better illustrate stories and stuff like that. And overall, it was a really good experience meeting other colleges and seeing how they get to do things, a lot of them being 4 years, but it's crazy to see it, because our college definitely competes with a lot of the 4 years and puts out a lot of better stuff. So thanks to everyone.
Okay. Nice job.
Does anyone else have any?
Yeah, the gaming club has officially, it took a couple tries because there was a mistake with the department card we ordered on, but the gaming club has finally gotten all of the hardware from the grant request that we made, I think, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. It was the meeting before spring break. So, all of that has been assembled. We have our keyboards, mice, we have 5 out of 6 monitors, so we're pretty much there. And we're very excited. We hope to start streaming regularly and getting more students involved, as well as trying to be a little bit more vocal about the stuff that we want to be putting forward. There has been a whole lot of conversation about trying to get us a little bit more official. We met with the operations committee last week, I think, to, among other things, to discuss what the plan forward for an actual esports program at this college would look like. And we're very excited about how that conversation went. We also discussed space, but I don't know how far into that I can get at this meeting.
We're still looking into it. I think a decision will be made for next year.
Okay. All right. But more than just game club space, we want to try and provide space for all clubs to meet, because just as a club that needs space to store its things and doesn't have a class that it's centered around, we came to a realization that there's nowhere on campus for any clubs that would need to store physical equipment and aren't part of a specific curriculum. So we want to try and put a dedicated space in place for all clubs, so that there can be a scheduled place for clubs that want to meet and don't have a set room. So that's what we're trying to do.
Thank
you. Cool.
Anyone else?
Yeah, sure. Cybersecurity Club went down to Madison, South Dakota, and we took some names and kicked some butt, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. We left here Thursday at noon and came back Saturday at 8 p.m. And yeah, we had 10 hours of sitting in front of computers defending systems, and it was a lot of fun. They had some awesome music. They had an awesome room. Met some really smart industry professionals that for a living, they hack into companies. They're paid by the companies to try to hack them. And we defended against them, and we did better than quite a few four-year colleges. So that was a lot of fun. I actually got a picture here from us. That was our table. So, and then another one. That is the leaderboard, and BSC has the most green check marks. So, towards the end, we really pulled away from everybody else. They either got cocky and started doing what would it be? Not smart things. You know, not great things when it comes to keeping an enterprise secure. And so, yeah, then all of a sudden they went from mostly green to all red as they got in and destroyed everything. So we were consistently, we were the turtle. It took us a ways to build some momentum, but we ended up pretty happy. And the food money helped. We got some good primo Pizza Hut with that, and Pizza Ranch. There's a lot of pizza, but it's fun.
Anyone else?
Can I ask real quick? Like, you're saying like threats, like, what kind of threats are we talking about? Like,
we're talking legitimate hacking.
What's the worst scenario you're saying they could destroy?
Well, so they gave us, each team got a list, got a list of virtual servers that were, they're very real servers, but they're just in the data center far away. But we get a list of servers, and we need to protect them. And so the threats are hacking attacks, and we defend against them by securing the stuff. They give it to us, and it's horribly insecure. And then we have to come in, secure it, and then to get points, we need to have the service available to both the scoring team and the red team, the attacking team. And so, yeah, basically, it's like publishing stuff on the internet. A company publishes their website and stuff like that. They often don't publish, like, internal things that make the company work on the internet because it's not safe. And so that was kind of the trick, because a lot of this stuff is stuff that really shouldn't be public, but we had to figure out how to secure it anyway. So, yeah, some of this stuff, if a company did it, I wouldn't work for them. For example, SMB, that's really pretty cryptic, but anyway, it's file sharing, Windows file sharing. You wouldn't put that on the internet. You would maybe put a web server, you know, for a website on the internet, but not file sharing. That's letting somebody put files on your computer. You would not do that.
You're talking like OneDrive or?
No, like computer to computer, like your laptop. Like, hey, can I connect to your laptop and put some files on there?
I don't know.
That kind of stuff. You wouldn't put that right on the internet. That's like 1990s level bad security. So, anyway.
It's a little on my realm, but that's really cool.
It was a lot of fun.
Is there anyone else? Alright. We have a grant request from Snow. We have it here. Do you want to tell them about it?
Yeah. Okay, basically, every year the Dakota Nursing Program, Snow, which is the student nursing organization, they put on like a scrub camp, and it's for ages 7 to 13, I believe.
You have the flyer attached there, too, if you want to try
it. Yeah, I do. Yeah, for ages 7 to 13. So on Easter Monday, we're doing the scrub camp from 8:30 to 3, basically where we have, like, students from our program set up stations, and then these students that sign up and pay to be in the camp can go through stations like blood pressure station and basically just, like, learn things that, like, we're learning in nursing school kind of right now. So yeah, I think we have 50 slots to fill. Like in total, 50 kids can come, and we have like 27 of them filled already. We just sent them out, I think, last week. So almost half of the things filled up. But yeah, we just like teach them how to take vitals and have people come in and dress up, like get their makeup done, that they're super wounded, and teach these kids basically how to like bandage them up and stuff like that. So Snow is asking for $740 as the grant, just because we need to get supplies, and then we give the kids that come to the camp, we give them a pair of scrubs to wear for the day, so like the scrubs goes into that money. And provide them with lunch, and then the tools that we actually need. Like, we'd use a lot of stuff from our program, but since there will be, like, 50 kids, like, we get little, like, bandage wound kits and stuff like that, basically, to use. But it's, like, oh, and for sending out flyers, like, we sent out flyers to DPS, which isn't free. They put it in their Friday flyer, so we're basically just asking for the grant to cover all that. Yeah. I don't think I'm missing anything.
So, all in favor?
I was going to ask this real quick. Is there a cost for this program to go on? Like, is there a fee that people you about to pay?
For the scrub camp?
Yeah.
The fee for the scrub camp is, I think they have to pay $50 to get in, but all that money is going towards our nursing program north of the Civic Center. It's in that building. They're building a new building for us, which is just up on the hill down there. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like a fundraiser plus like the way to get our name out. That we have this like new building being built so we can get more students to come to BSC. And yeah, so they pay the charge to come to the camp, and then I think it goes towards like the fundraising of our school, but we also use some of it to help pay for things like that. But like, I don't know if you guys know, but scrubs, like, they're not super cheap. Like, we don't give them super nice scrubs, but like paying for 50 kids to get like a top and bottom and stuff like that. Yeah.
And you said like also like actual materials too, like,
yeah, so like I know we have stuff at the school that we use, but we just don't have like enough of it, like with bandaging and stuff. Like, since we're going to be doing it over like the fake makeup that we're going to be having, the bandages will get like ruined and stuff, so you have to have like a set of bandages for each kid, just like stuff like that. Like, you can't like reuse certain things like that.
Cool. I was just wondering because I wasn't sure, you know, if there's a fear. Okay. I think that's a great idea.
They do. It does go towards some of the things that we're using towards it, but also some of it towards, like, for our new school, like, to get the word out about our new school, basically. Really so people, because a lot of people don't know BSC as a nursing program. Yeah.
And is it just, like, Bismarck kids, or is it, like, little small schools that come around?
Oh, too? We sent it to the Friday Flyer, and then there are some girls that are in the program that don't live in Bismarck, so they went and sent their flyers home, and then sent them to like other small schools in North Dakota to give out home and stuff. So I don't know where all the kids are from right now, but I'm sure they can be anywhere as long as they have time to travel up.
Any other questions? Okay, all in favor, please raise your hand.
You can vote too.
All right. Well, all of you voted. So it passes.
Yay. Thank you, by the way.
I mean, if one of you hadn't come, we wouldn't be able to sit down with that one.
No.
Which takes us to our next thing on the agenda, our club representatives. We are changing it a little bit for next year. So we're going to have a primary rep and a secondary rep. It would be great if both of you guys could attend, but only the primary is required to attend all the meetings. And if the primary can't attend, the CSO head himself needs to be emailed 24 hours prior to the meeting, and the secondary will then be required to attend this meeting. There's only one meeting, or you can only miss one meeting in the academic school year. And if that does happen, the club will be suspended and won't be a recognized club at BSC anymore. All right, for 2019-2020, yes.
I had a question. You said you can only...
Sorry, I forgot to put only miss one.
You can only miss one meeting.
Yes.
If you miss two, then you're suspended.
Yes.
Okay.
And that doesn't count for excused absences. So if you tell me that you won't be mm-hmm. there, and let's say, you know, something bad happens, or both neither you or the secondary can be there, and there's no time to find someone, if you do talk to me beforehand, then it is fine. I just need to be, and you guys need to let me know.
Yeah, but if it's something like I'm going to be on a trip, then that's when the 24 hours, that's the important, yeah.
I understand, you know,
yep.
Emergencies. So the CSO dates, I'm going to be putting them on the calendar, and I'll invite all the CSO reps to the calendar, so they'll be shared with you in your school email. And then I will also send out an email reminder the week before the meeting, and they will be in this office at 4 p.m. on Mondays, and the dates for next year are right there. And then we have all the upcoming events. I'm not going to leave them out.
I think you forgot the carnival.
I was going to say, the carnival's not on here.
Oh.
Yeah, 24.
That's unfortunate. Well, hopefully you guys know that the carnival is on the 24th, Wednesday, after Easter.
I was going to say also, like, why is this doing, like, an Earth Day thing here in the student union? That's on the 25th?
They
are. The day after, yeah.
That is not on our calendar.
Oh, I know. I think it was Cassandra, but I showed it to a couple of their meetings. It's the day right after the carnival, so that's going to be a busy week.
Hey, fun, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Any questions, comments, concerns, fun things to talk about?
And then I think also, do you send something like with the Red Cross as well? Like,
that's not with us.
Okay.
They, a representative from the Red Cross called me and was wondering if any of you guys would be interested, and that's why I sent out that email. So that's not actually with CSC, that's just the Red Cross.
But that's the 27th I found out, so
yeah.
And it was interesting. So.
You can find out more by emailing him or going to Red Cross. Other than that, there's nothing else. You guys are free to go. Thank you for showing up, and I hope you guys have a great rest of the semester.
You too.
Hey, Mercedes. Don't worry about your things.
Yeah, I got it. Crazy how many people didn't come.
I know, I'm a little annoyed. I get the Ad Club didn't show up because, you know, they're pretty much done this Friday.
I almost forgot it wasn't on the planner, but
yeah.
After I announced.
I sent out an email. I